So let's start here in Luke Gospel, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. And we are learning today Christ the Healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it says here, and it happened when he was in a certain city. Obviously, it's talking about Jesus, that Jesus was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, the leprosy left him. So here's the story of Jesus healing a man that was full of leprosy. This man was really sick. And it wasn't just a small problem. It was a huge problem for this guy. But he made an effort to come to Jesus. And he was asking the Lord, Lord, if you are willing. And that's the first thing that I want to tell you. This is the question. God, are you willing? Many, many people, millions even of Christians have this question. God, are you willing to heal me? That's the question. Usually people don't have an issue or they don't have a hard time believing that the Lord can do it. Usually people don't have a hard time believing that God has the power to do it, because God is all powerful. Where people have sometimes difficulty believing is if he's willing to do it. Many Christians, they struggle with this question. Lord, are you willing to do it for me? And I know that we have seen, probably you have seen, I have seen it. I have seen believers died with different diseases or sickness, and that's part of life. I have seen it, and I wish I could have all the answers for it, but I don't have them. But we have to believe what the word of the Lord says. I made a decision years ago that I'm going to believe what the Bible says, regardless of what's going on around me. I know that people are experiencing different situations concerning healing. I know that people are facing different sicknesses maybe, and we can have questions in our mind that what's going on, how come they're not healed, how come they're going through this or going through that. I know there's a lot of questions. But I don't know about you, but concerning me, I decided that I'm going to believe the Bible. I decided many years ago that I'm going to believe what the word of the Lord says. Because if I look around, sometimes I can see that there are situations where the will of the Lord is not happening in people's life. And that's just part of life. So this man comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if you are willing, and that's the question that millions of people have. Lord, are you willing? And the best place to find the will of God is in the Bible. Some people will say that God's will is for you to be healed, or God's will is healing for everyone. But also there's other people that are going to say that God's will is not to heal everyone, that God's will is not to heal every disease. So people have different opinions, and obviously that's just people. People, that's what they decided to believe, and obviously that's their own choice. But we have to believe what the Bible says. And here, the best thing about this story is that Jesus is here, and this man is asking Jesus the question, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Apparently, the man doesn't have an issue believing that Jesus can do it. Where he has an issue is, are you really Lord? And you know, many times people have approached me asking me, Pastor, can you pray for me? Because I think God is going to listen more to you than me because you are closer to him. I don't know why people think these things. They think because I'm a pastor, I'm probably closer to God. But that's not so. If you believe in Jesus, you are his son, you are his daughter, and you are as close as to God as I am close to God. Because we are his sons, we are his daughters. So that's not something that you have to be asking if maybe I'm not close to him and that's why he's not listening to me. But people have this type of questions. So here this man comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, when Jesus came to earth, when Jesus was walking on earth, he was showing us the Father. Jesus said, whatever I do it because I see my Father do it. Whatever I say because I hear my Father saying. So one of the purposes for Jesus' earthly ministry was to show us the Father. So his actions will teach us what's the Father's will. The words of Jesus will teach us the Father's will. So what Jesus answered here, it's what the Father wants to do also. In other words, Jesus doesn't have a will different than the Father. Jesus is not doing in the gospel something different than the Father is doing. Because Jesus is doing exactly what the Father's will is. So when he's ready to answer, you have to think it this way. The Father is also answering the same way. So here the man says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And then Jesus put out his hand and touched the man, and he said this, I am willing. So the words of Jesus are also revealing the Father's will. So what's the Father's will concerning our healing? Is he willing to do it? Is he not willing to do it? Obviously, he's willing to do it because Jesus said, I am willing, and he touched the man, and the man was healed immediately. That's good news. The question is, God, are you willing? And the answer is, I am willing. Jesus said, I am willing. The Father is saying, I am willing. The Holy Spirit is saying to you tonight, I am willing. It doesn't matter what sickness, what disease, what's the pain in your body. The Lord is saying, I am willing. Be healed. And you can be healed immediately right now that you're listening to this message. Why? Because he is willing. The Father is not saying, I'm going to heal you, but I'm not going to heal you. Okay, I'm going to heal these five people here, but these other five people, I'm not going to heal you. That's not how the Father does it. His will in the Bible says that he's willing to do it for everyone. And you know what? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you have to be convinced. You have to be fully persuaded that that's his will. That he is willing for you to be healed. That his will is for you to live in health every day of your life. Not only on the weekends, not only on Sundays, because you are praising the Lord in church and you feel better, and then on Monday you go back to your disease or your pain. No, you have to believe that God wants you in good health every single day of your life. You have to be convinced of this truth. It is very difficult to receive healing when you are not sure what's God's will for you. And like I was saying before, there's people that come to me and say, Pastor, do you think God wants to heal me? Obviously, the answer is yes, He's willing. He did it for you on the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, that's where we were healed. And we learned that the last time I was here. So when I say that you have to be convinced, that you have to be fully persuaded that you are healed, what does that mean? That means that it doesn't matter what thoughts the devil will throw at you, you have to be convinced, I am healed. It doesn't matter if you see somebody that you admire and he is, I'm just going to use this example, and maybe you admire a preacher and all of a sudden he's sick and he's dying, I don't know, of cancer. And then the devil says to you, you see, if he's a preacher and he's dying, why do you think that you are going to be healed if you are not a preacher or you are not a pastor? You are going to die also. That's how the devil plays his games. But that's where you have to stand up and say, no, it doesn't matter who's dying. It doesn't matter who's living. I decided to believe the Bible, and the Bible says that I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. I'm not going to be healed. I am healed. You have to believe it. You have to be convinced, fully persuaded that you are healed. If I ask you right now, people that are watching right now, let's say if I ask you, are you fully persuaded? Are you convinced that you're healed? Let's say that this room was full of people, Christians, followers of Jesus, and I will ask the question, do you believe you are healed? Are you fully convinced? Are you fully persuaded? You know that most of the people will say, yes, I am convinced. I am fully persuaded. And they think they are fully convinced and fully persuaded. But just hear them talk afterwards. If you hear them talk during the week, you will know if they are fully persuaded. You will know if they are fully convinced of their healing. And if somebody says to you, I am fully convinced, I am persuaded that I am healed, and then comes to you and says, Pastor Enrique, I hope one day the Lord has mercy on me and he heals me, you know that person is not fully convinced. Because when you believe that you are healed, you are not hoping to get healed. I hope you are getting this. If you say, I hope one day the Lord will have mercy on me and I hope he heals me, you are not fully convinced that you are healed. You're still hoping that you are going to be healed. That's the big difference. You know that when people are sick or they're going through a sickness, I don't know, whatever, cancer or whatever it is, they usually ask somebody to pray for mercy. Let's say they're going through a cancer or really a tough disease. They will come and say, Pastor, can you pray for mercy for me so the Lord has mercy on me and he heals me? I have good news for you. All the mercy that you needed in your whole life, it was already given to you on the cross. His mercies are new to you every single morning. You don't have to do anything to get that mercy renewed every single morning. I don't know about you, but I like new things. I like new stuff. So every morning, I get to get new mercies because his mercies are new every single morning. So you don't have to pray for mercy because he has already given you all the mercy that you need your whole life on earth. You have to be convinced that he has already given you all the mercy that you need in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, because you already have given us mercy. You already have given us healing. We don't have to get it. We don't have to work for it. You already have done it. And I'm fully persuaded, Lord, and I'm fully convinced that I am healed. Come on, you have to start praising the Lord whenever it's that you are believing about healing. Now, last time I was here, I told you that I told you, do not be passive about your healing. Do not be passive about your healing. This means that you have to keep learning about healing. It is not only listening to healing scriptures. You know, many people do that. They put on YouTube, they choose healing scriptures. They turn on the YouTube channel, turn up the healing scriptures, then they go to bed. And after the third scriptures, they're already snoring and sleeping. And it's good to listen into healing scriptures. But once in a while, you have to study the scripture. You have to study the word of the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say when I say do not be passive. You have to be doing something in order for you to be healed all the days of your life. Because the devil is going to attack you. He's going to attack your health. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to kill you. He wants to kill me. You know, the devil, he's a thief. He comes to kill, destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he does. He kills, and he kills through disease. He kills through sickness. So you have to be active or proactive on your healing. You have to keep praising God about your healing. You have to be sharing the word of the Lord concerning healing with other people. You have to have a fighting spirit about healing. Don't just let it go. If you have a pain on your back, don't say, oh, okay, it's going to go away. No, pray for that pain. Say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that this pain goes away right now in Jesus' name. Do it. You have to have a fighting spirit. Proverbs 18:14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. And if you read other versions, it will say like the fighting spirit or the happy spirit or this uplifting spirit will sustain him in sickness. I know it's really hard to praise God when we are sick, when we are going through a sickness or pain, or we're in pain. It's really hard to praise the Lord. That's why when you are feeling well, praise the Lord. Because trust me, there's coming a day that maybe you are not going to be feeling really well, and then you will need to praise the Lord. But it says here, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? Don't be passive. Always declare healing over your body. I'm always declaring healing over my body. Me, Enrique, I'm always declaring healing over my body. I usually preach to myself on the mirror. When I'm in the bathroom, I start preaching to myself. Enrique, you are healed. Your lungs are working fine. Your heart is working fine. Your blood system is clean and is working perfectly. I start preaching to myself. And sometimes when my daughter was younger, she will come to the bathroom and she will see me preaching to myself, and she will say, "Oh, papi is loco." And she started smiling and she will go away. But I do it because I need it. I start declaring the word of the Lord on myself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't be passive concerning your healing. Because the devil is not passive. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy your testimony. Don't let him do it. He will throw you thoughts. That's how the devil attacks a Christian. He will bring you a thought, a recommendation, an idea. That's how he did it since Genesis all the way up to Revelation. That's how he does it. The devil doesn't attack you with a huge demon outside your house waiting for you in the morning to come outside to go to work, and then this demon is outside and says, "Enrique, I'm going to kill you." That's not how he attacks you. He attacks you telling you through thoughts, ideas, and recommendations. You are not going to be healed. You are sick. You are going to die. I remember I used to have asthma. When I started following Christ 25 years ago, I was suffering from asthma. And I remember my mother-in-law, Delenia, she was already a Christian. And I remember I had an asthma attack. I think it was like a Friday. And I went to visit Jessica, my wife, to her house when we were going out. We weren't married yet. And I went to see her at her house. And when I got to her house, Delenia opened the door, and this is what she told me. "Enrique, I was praying this morning, and I saw you in my spirit, or in the spirit, I saw you that you had like a block of cement on your chest." And she didn't know that I had an asthma attack that morning. And she said, "And the Lord told me to pray for you." So, and this is what she said, "I don't know what is it that you're going through." She didn't know I had asthma. She said, "I don't know if you're going through an oppression. I don't know what's going in your life, what's going on in your life, but I want to pray for you." And she said, and the Lord showed me that this block of cement is going to go away from your chest. And I said, "Yeah." So she started praying for me. She rebuked that block that she saw in the spirit. And that was 25 years ago. And since that day until today, I have been free from asthma. The Lord healed me that day. But guess what? It's been 25 years. Do you think the devil hasn't attacked me during these 25 years? Obviously not. He has done it. He will come to me at nights, and I will start feeling like with a shortness of breath. And I will start like trying to get my breathing, and he will tell me, "You see, you are not healed. You're still sick. You still have asthma." And guess what? I get up. I start declaring the word of the Lord. I start declaring the scriptures. I start declaring, "No, the Lord has healed me. The Lord is my healer. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed." And it takes me a few minutes that I start declaring the word of the Lord. And then the symptoms go away. But I'm not passive about my healing. I believe what the word of the Lord says. I believe what the Bible says. Now, I start declaring the Bible when I'm going through a symptom or when the devil is attacking me. But I usually declare healing over my body When I'm not under an attack. Like when I'm having breakfast, before I have breakfast, I pray and I said, "Lord, I want to thank you because you are my healer. I want to thank you because you took sickness from the midst of my life. So I declare the word of the Lord in the morning, during the day, at night. I usually do it because I know that the devil will attack me in that arena, and you have to do it also. And I'm declaring, or I declare, healing over my body, not because I'm trying to convince the Lord to heal me. No, I do not declare healing over my body to be healed. I declare it because I am healed. Because I believe it. Amen. And I have been free from asthma since 25 years ago. I am fully convinced about my healing. And I want to ask you, you that are watching, are you fully convinced? Are you fully persuaded? Romans 4:21 says, and obviously here is talking about Abraham, the father of faith, but faith means that you are fully convinced. You are fully persuaded of something. And here, Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 21 says, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. You have to be fully convinced. Some are half convinced. Some Christians are only 75% convinced. But you have to be 100% convinced that you are healed. How do you know that you are not convinced? How do I know that somebody is not convinced or not fully persuaded? When you hear them talk, their words will tell you if they are fully convinced or if they are not fully convinced. I used to teach Christ the Healer at Rema for 15 years, I think. And it was like, I think it was a 10-hour class. 10 hours of teaching, healing. And then students will come to me and say, Pastor Enrique, is it okay if I stop taking my medicine because I believe in healing? And my answer will always, I will always tell them, no, you have to continue taking your medicine. You know why I will always answer that? Because if they're asking me if they can stop taking their medicine because now they believe in healing, if they still have questions, that means they're not fully persuaded. Now, I'm not teaching that, I'm not telling right now to people, stop taking your medicine. That's something that the Lord has to tell you personally. I remember one day I was preaching in an event. There were around 800 people in an open, it was an open field in a town called San Bartolo. And I was doing the altar call, and there was like 300 people came to the altar to receive the Lord as their Savior. And at the end, we started praying for healing. And I came to a lady, she was probably like 70 years old, and she told me, I have diabetes. And I said, okay, we're going to pray. And I told her, do you believe Jesus can heal you right now? And she said, yes, I believe so. I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you. Now, it was a hot day like today in Mexico. It was really hot. I was really tired. Yeah, I think it was the third day that we were doing these crusades. And I wasn't feeling the anointing. But guess what? I was just doing what the word of the Lord says, to pray for the sick, and he will heal them. I'm not a healer. He will heal them. If you do your part, he's going to do his part. And I prayed for this lady, and I said, let's pray what the word of the Lord says, what the Bible says. And we prayed for the lady, and she was really happy. She started smiling, And I know the story because the pastor from that town told me later on, like a month afterwards, what had happened. So the lady, she took her her bags and all the food that we gave her, and she started walking home. And this is what the pastor told me a month afterwards, that the lady went home, she got all her medicine that she'd been taking for 15 years. That's what she told me. And she threw everything away and said, I'm going to believe today that I'm healed and I don't need this medicine. Now, I never told her, throw out the medicine. I never told her it's a sin to take medicine. Don't do it. I just said, we're going to pray. The Lord is going to heal you. And that's what the Lord did. And she went home, threw all the medicine. That was like 6 years ago that this testimony that I'm telling you happened. And the pastor told me that this lady hasn't taken any medicine since that day, and that the Lord healed her from diabetes. And actually, the pastor in that town opened a Bible study in her house because the whole family was impacted to see that she wasn't taking any medicine anymore. And now they started coming to her house just to see the miracle that the Lord had done in her life. How do I know if somebody is fully convinced? The way they talk. What is it that they're saying? What are the words that are coming out of their mouths concerning healing? That's how I know if somebody is totally or fully convinced. This lady was fully convinced. I didn't say anything to her. I just prayed for her. And you know what? The Lord can do the same. If you are watching right now and you have been suffering from diabetes, the Lord can heal you. It doesn't matter how many years have you been with a disease or a pain. The Lord can do it in a second, just the way he did it with this leprosy, with this man. He cleansed him immediately. That's what the word of the Lord says. So you have to be fully convinced about your healing. God's healing power is still available in 2022. God's healing power is still available through Jesus, through his name, if we believe. Jesus is the healer. I'm not a healer. Your pastor is not your healer. Your confession is not your healer. Your faith is not your healer. Your healer has a name, and his name is Jesus. We have to be very careful, because now people think sometimes that their faith is their healer, but your faith is not your healer. Jesus is your healer. Your faith has to be on the healer, on Jesus. And we confess and declare the word of the Lord not to get healed, but to be in agreement with the will of the Father, because he has done it. And we have to be very careful, because sometimes we think that people or the pastor is our healer. I remember when I used to be a youth pastor, there was a young guy. He was probably like 16 years old, 17 years old. I don't remember quite well. And he was really sick, and he was in the hospital. And the doctors found a tumor inside his chest, and they tried to do surgery, and they actually opened this side of his body, but they couldn't do surgery because the tumor was so big. And I remember that he called me, because somebody took a cell phone to his room in the hospital, and he called me. It was around 11:50 at night, and he called me and said, Enrique, I know, this is what he told me, this young kid. He's like, I know that if you come to the hospital, I'm going to be healed. I want you to come to the hospital and pray for me. And I felt in my heart that he was putting his faith on me and not on Jesus. Now, I'm not... I've been serving the Lord for 20 years. And I have seen many miracles. And I know the Lord has used me in many occasions. And I'm not that type of guy or that type of preacher that all of a sudden changes his voice to give a word from the Lord. Like, okay, everyone, let's be quiet, please. This is what the Lord is saying right now. I'm not that type of guy. I'm just going around. I like to eat. But I know that the Lord has used me in the way that I am. I can be joking with somebody, and sometimes when I say something that it sounds like a joke, or it sounds like I'm having a fun, I'm having fun with them, I know that the Lord is telling them something. I'm telling you that this is how the Lord has used me. And I have done things and I have said things that the Lord has told me to say, and he has done miracles in people's life. That's how I am. I think the Lord uses us in a different way. I have seen many miracles during lunch with people and just different ways that the Lord works. And I'm telling you that because sometimes when we don't see if I'm not changing my voice to sound more holy, then we think that the Lord is not there. And that's not truth. We have, when you read the Bible, you see Jesus performing miracles in houses, on the streets, wherever he went, he was doing miracles. So let's go back to the story. So this young guy called me, and he's like, if you come, I know the Lord is going to heal me. I know I'm going to be healed. And I felt in my heart, he's putting his faith on me. And that night, at 11:55, I told him, I'm not going to the hospital to pray for you. If you want me to pray for you, you will have to come. You have to come to the youth camp that is going to be in 2 days. And then I'm going to pray for you the youth camp. And he just went silent. He didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. And I said, okay, be blessed. I hung up, and that was it. And I left to the youth camp 2 days after I spoke to him. But I felt in my heart to tell him that. Now, I know it sounds crazy. Like, maybe you're thinking, wow. So the pastor didn't want to go to pray for this kid. He's dying with a tumor that is so big that the doctors couldn't perform the surgery. And now he's telling him, if you don't come to the youth camp, I'm not going to pray for you. That's crazy. That's wild. Now that I think it, now that I was telling the other day, we were talking about this story with my wife, I'm like, that was wild. And guess what? I went to the youth camp. I was there. And we rented 2 buses, and the youth they started coming and getting off the bus. And all of a sudden, I see this guy being held by 2 other young kids getting off the bus because he was allowed by the hospital to leave the hospital to go to a youth camp because his youth pastor told him, I'm not going to pray for you if you don't come to the youth camp. So he came to the youth camp on Friday. He was there on Friday. He was there on Saturday. He was there on Sunday. I didn't pray for him on Friday. I didn't pray for him on Saturday. I didn't pray for him on Sunday morning. And then that Sunday night, I told everyone, the whole youth group, I said, let's pray for him. I know the Lord is going to heal him. And we pray for him. On Monday morning, he left to the city, straight to the hospital, because obviously he was in a really bad situation with a tumor and cancer and everything. He was going through chemotherapy, He went back to the hospital. They performed surgery like 5 days after he got there. And when they were doing the surgery, the doctor said that they didn't find any tumor inside of him. He was completely healed from cancer, and the tumor had disappeared. Now, I said all of that to tell you this. This guy had a fighting spirit. He did something. He was willing to get his healing. He could have said, "Oh, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe that Pastor Enrique doesn't want to come to the hospital and pray for me." You know that many people have died of sickness and disease because of their attitudes, because of being passive. How bad do you want your healing? I don't know about you, but I want to enjoy life. I'm not planning to be in a hospital. I'm not planning to die on a bed. I'm planning to live fully strong, like Moses at the end of his days, that the Bible says that his sight wasn't tired. 120 years old, and he wasn't wearing glasses. Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? Lord, that's how I want to go. I don't want to be eating at the end of my days through a straw. You know, like trying to eat my soup. No, I still want to eat my steak when I'm 85 years old. When I'm 95 years old, I still want to order my ribeye medium rare with my fries and my Coke. You know, I've been to restaurants and I see, the other day we were in a restaurant, I saw two old guys. They were like 90. And they ordered a Coke. I'm like, I told my wife, "You see, everybody say, oh, don't drink Coke because you're going to die." You know, and obviously I'm not, this is just an illustration. I'm not advocating that you go and drink Coke the whole day. But I'm like, "You see, they're alive and they're drinking Coke. Somebody's lying to us." But you have to have a fighting spirit. Just enjoy life. Just tell Lord, thank you. Let's do it right now. Let's finish with this. Let's finish praising the Lord. Lord, I just want to praise you because I am healed. I want to praise you because you did it for me 2,000 years ago on the cross. By your stripes, I am healed. Lord, I just pray for everyone that is watching right now. If there's any pain in their bodies, on their bodies, if there's any sickness or disease, I pray in Jesus' name right now, that pain goes away right now, that disease disappears right now. The pain, the sickness goes away right now because you are the healer. Because it doesn't matter if you are doing it through or streaming, through Facebook, YouTube, it doesn't matter, Lord, because your word is powerful. And right now, you are healing bodies all over their houses of these people that are watching this teaching, Lord. I just want to praise you, Lord, because you are great and you still healing, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to end up with this. If somebody's watching right now and you haven't accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You can be healed. Be healed of any disease or sickness. But the best part in life is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the best part in life. That one day we're going to leave this earth. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to leave this earth? Because one day we have to do it. We're not going to be here forever. And the best way to be prepared is to do this prayer, to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I'm going to do this prayer. And if you haven't done it in your life, you can do it right now with me. Or maybe you are watching and you are saying, you know what? I've been just away from the Lord, and I want to come back today. I want to get close to him again. You can do this prayer also, and he will receive you with open arms to his house once again. Let's do this prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you were resurrected from the dead for my justification. Lord, I want to thank you because it was through your sacrifice that now I can have spiritual life, that I can have healing. I give you my heart. I give you my life. And I promise that I will walk with you forever, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight in this streaming. God bless you. We see you on Sunday here at Redeeming Love Christian Center in English and Spanish. We want to be waiting for you on Sunday. Thank you so much. Have a great night, a blessed night. Thank you so much. See you soon.